Well, David, sum up your thoughts on this afternoon's performance.
Completely inept at times, you know, defending wise, schoolboy errors, no real impact, and just accepted good players doing at times whatever they wanted to do. So, you know, that's hurt me. Accepting that, but you know, goals change games, and the first goal that goes in, the kid was offside, and the two goals after that are as poor as you're going to see. So, you know, we've got to address that. There's no doubt about that. Crane, if Crane scores it and gets it to 3-2, does it change? I'm not too sure. And second half, we've displayed a better performance and at better levels. But, you know, the full 95 minutes of football we've played today aren't good enough, and the players have been, you know, told that.
Was it disappointing then conceding just before the break? Because at 2-1, you're kind of still in the game, and it was right on the sort of stroke of half time, wasn't it?
No, at 1-1, you know, I was happy to be at 1-1, and I think the second goal's the one that kills us, because it is a soft goal. We've got to defend the back stick better than what we did, and defend our box better. It wasn't an onslaught from Watford, so I was disappointed really, you know, to going 2-1 down at half time, and we changed the shape, tried to more match them up, and you know, and get at Watford, and we did that at times. You know, we put good quality in the box and got at them at times, but the breakaway goals that they've scored from, again, lapses in concentration, and we, you know, we didn't deal with it, and they scored another two on the counter.
Start of the second half, I think for 20 minutes you were really sort of battering the door down, and you mentioned that chance for Crane. If that goes in, suddenly it might just be game on.
Yeah, I do believe that. You know, I said the voice at half time, get this game to 3-2, and you know, the foreign influence they've got in the team, let's see how they handle it. But we never quite, you know, we never quite got our second. There was a chance just before Crane's, but we never got the second. So you know, you're talking about the five goals they've scored, and the five goals they've scored are poor and disappointing. But I think, you know, if we draw this game today 2-2, then are we just papering over cracks? And that's what, you know, I've got to ask myself as the manager of the football club and the football team. And I don't want to do that. You know, we're not in denial at the football club. The players that aren't performing at the correct levels. So, you know, we've got to do something about it. And hopefully, you know, I'll get the chance to do something about it and readdress the balance of the squad.
Are there some tough decisions to be made from yourself then, in terms of the squad and the shape of the squad? Because that's something you can't afford, can you, complacency at this level?
Not at all, no. Yeah, not really tough decisions, no, because the decisions will be right. You know, every decision I've tried to make for the football club has been for the betterment of it. You know, I don't make any personal decisions. We try and make calculated decisions. We've signed players on good trust. And then players at the minute are just, not today, you know, over the five, six, seven games we've played, keep making them mistakes, we'll keep getting beat, and I can't stand getting beat. It's, you know, when you want to win football matches and you're proud of the job you do, and you're proud of being a football manager, you want to win football matches, and I'm no different. But we can't just keep saying it might happen. You know, we've got to design it to happen. And hopefully, like I said, we'll get a chance to design it so that we do win football matches.
You've put a lot of faith in those players. Mm. Today, have they let you? They've let you down badly, haven't they?
You know, it's like anything. If you love someone hard, you feel disappointed when they let you down. I put a lot of trust, a lot of love into the team, a lot of love into the players. But it's the fans. They don't let me down. They let the club down. They let the fans down. They've let people down, and not just today. You know, over a series of the start we've had, you know, they've let the fans down on certain occasions, and it can't happen, you know, and it's something that I have to stop. I have to stop it. I'm the one who's got to plug that gap and make sure that they don't. So yeah, they're not tough decisions, because you know, they've all had a fair and equal chance to stand out as Championship players and bring their qualities to the table, whatever them qualities are, and they've not done that. So tough decisions isn't a problem, and I've got to get that balance of the team right.
You've been frustrated in the loan market. Mm. The search sort of continues, but if anything, today's performance has kind of sort of enhanced that, and it made that a bit more urgent, hasn't it?
I'm not too sure. I think the Bournemouth game, after the Bournemouth game, you really showed us that, you know, we went toe to toe with a team that I felt that that is similar to us, you know, in very similar to us in where they come from and where the players have come from. And that's what I was sort of judging where we were at as a football club, not against Watford today. You know, they're sort of on a different planet, really, Watford, because of the experience that the lads have had last season, the loan players, and now the permanent. So I'm not judging us against Watford. I think I judged us against Bournemouth. And we went toe-to-toe, but we didn't have enough. And that was the game that really sort of, you start thinking, OK, we need to maybe, you know, do some surgery and make the team better, because I want to design a good football team at this football club, but I want to design one that wins football matches, and we're not doing that.
Just finally, what would your message be to the fans? Because there was a lot of boos, there was lots of frustration. It's been one of those days, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the fans have been great. They've certainly, since I've took the job, they've been outstanding. And at times, you know, when we've got beat, they've been incredible. So, you know, it's a tough one to take today, 5-1, and five goals conceded on our own turf. But, you know, just analyse it come Monday, like I'm going to do. It is an emotional game, there's no doubt about that. Frustration does set in. But one thing I can guarantee, you know, we won't step off the gas and we'll continue to work our tails off for the football club, and we'll get it right. I do believe we'll get it right. I believe I've got enough inner strength in me. You know, me sidekick, Mickey Mellon and Martin Scott, we've got enough about us to design a football team that wins football matches, and that's what I want to do, and that's what we'll be, you know, be doing tomorrow morning and carry on for the rest of the week.